Hi, this week the question is, are you a hyphenated Christian? A hyphenated Christian is someone claiming to be a certain kind of Christian. For example, there are people today who claim to be a certain kind of American. There are people who claim to be Mexican Americans, African Americans, Native Americans, and so forth. In the same way, there are people today claiming to be a certain kind of Christian. There are people who claim to be Baptist Christians, Methodist Christians, Pentecostal Holiness Christians, Mormon Christians, Jehovah's Witness Christians. What does God think about this? Does He approve? The only way we know what God approves of is by what He tells us. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11. The only way God speaks to mankind today is through the written scriptures, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. He does not communicate by any other method, period. Now, what do the written scriptures then say about hyphenated Christians? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, the Bible says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those who are of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" In other words, God tells us here plainly that He does not approve of division. He does not approve of hyphenated Christians. Since it is wrong to be a hyphenated Christian, we better stop being hyphenated. We better stop dividing ourselves. And my friend, why not be just a Christian and nothing more? All of the apostles and all of the disciples of the New Testament were just Christians. In Acts chapter 26, verse 28, Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." Agrippa was not almost persuaded to be anything except a plain old Christian, nothing more, nothing hyphenated. Friend, won't you come out from among them, the other hyphenated Christians, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, and be separate? If you will believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of your sins, confess Christ with your mouth, and be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38, you will be just a Christian. Christ will add you to His church, Acts 2, verse 47. You can then continue in the apostles' doctrine, Acts 2, verse 42, and assemble with the Lord's pure, unhyphenated people for worship, Hebrews 10, verse 25. Remember, in Psalm 127, verse 1, the Bible says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.